Chapter 8, From Separation to Relationship. Each of us is the center of the universe. Everything we experience is happening inside us, not outside. At the deepest level, there is no world outside us. The world as we know it is a manifest projection of our thought forms, no more and no less. It is thought up, and it is thought up by each of us. We are slavishly devoted to the ego's notion that we are our bodies, mere tiny specks of dust surrounded by a huge universe over which we have no control. And if that's what we think, then that will be our experience. But there is another way of viewing the world, through which we recognize that our life force is limitless because we are one with an unlimited God. No matter what we do or what we have done, now, in this moment, we are temples embodying the glory of God. Any situation seen through the light of this understanding is miraculously transformed. Close your eyes and imagine yourself as you appear in the world. Now see a golden light that radiates from your heart, extends beyond your body, and casts a light to the entire world. Now imagine someone else standing next to you, friend or foe, and see the same light within them. Watch the light as it grows to cover their bodies and extend beyond it. Now see the light in them as it merges with the light in you. On the level of spirit, there is no place where they stop and you start. When we realize we're not who we think we are, that the world has taught us a huge and unholy lie, we realize that other people aren't who they appear to be either, and neither are our relationships, for as spirits we are not separate, we are one. An idea does not leave its source. You are literally an idea in the mind of God, which is why you cannot be separate from Him. And the world you experience is an idea in your mind, which is why it can't be separate from you. According to A Course in Miracles, we're like sunbeams thinking we're separate from the sun, or waves thinking we're separate from the ocean. But sunbeams can't be separate, and waves can't be separate. The idea of our separation is nothing but a vast hallucination. And yet that's where we live, in the illusion that you're over there and I'm over here. That illusion that we are separate is the source of all our pain. Now, the ego suggests that that space will be filled by one special person rather than by a corrected sense of our relationship to everyone. Yet that is a lie. Just think about it. If, in fact, you're one with everyone, yet you think you're not, then imagine how many people you subconsciously miss being with. No wonder we feel such a hole, such an existential emptiness inside us. What we miss is a right-minded relationship with humanity. Feeling separate from love, we feel a panic so deep we don't even recognize it. Just as the earth is moving so fast we can't feel the speed anymore, our hysteria is so deep we don't hear our own scream anymore. Yet it permeates our being, demanding we do something, anything to assuage the pain. And God knows we try, in ways both healthy and unhealthy. We keep trying to fill the hole that only surrendering to our love for all of life can fill. And always, there is the anger that the separation engenders, our anger at feeling separate, although we're not consciously aware from what. In God there is escape. For He has sent the Holy Spirit to reunite our hearts by correcting our thinking. He can dismantle our thought system based on fear and replace it with a thought system based on love. He will give us a new mind. This new mind awaits us. It is the next stage of our evolutionary journey. We are being challenged by the forces of history to grow into this mind, to mutate, as it were, in order for our species to survive. Jesus had the new mind, called in Him the Christ, as did Buddha and others. It is the mind when it is overshadowed by God, our mind when it has become one with His, when we have touched the heavenly light of spiritual understanding and been permanently altered by it. This state of enlightenment is the exaltation of our existence, the uplifting of our human consciousness to such a high place that we manifest at last as the children of God we truly are. And when we do, when we realize that we're not just like each other, but we actually are each other, then we will begin to find life outside the realm of love no longer acceptable. In time, it will become literally unthinkable, and becoming unthinkable, it will cease to exist. Melting the walls. How many times have you seen a pattern in your relationships that you felt powerless to change? How often have you despaired of ever breaking free of self-sabotaging behavior? How deeply have you panicked at the thought that you might never get it right? Our despair and panic are natural responses to the relationship dramas we create in our lives. But our tears are not what we think they are, because the predicament itself is not what we think it is. What separates us from others is not just codependency or neediness or any other mere psychological issue. Our barriers to love represent a cosmic force ensconced within the human psyche in a dark and insidious way, holding dominion, temporary though wicked, over the mental functioning of the child of God. It is completely irrelevant what form the barrier takes. Our concentration on the form of fear is an ego ploy to keep us stuck in the problem, like finding a thief in your house and saying, "I have to know his name before I call the police." Who cares what his name is? Call for help immediately. The ego is our deepest enemy, masquerading as our closest friend. It is nothing we should fear, however, because the moment we recognize it as merely a mental miscreation, simply a false belief about who we are, then it disappears into the nothingness from whence it came. We ourselves, however, cannot command its departure. It has absconded with our will and confused our defenses. Like an immune system disease that attacks its own cells, the ego attacks the mind it purports to give life to. Only God can help us. And He will. He will show us the innocence in others that we might see it in ourselves. Through His Holy Spirit, He will outwit our self-hatred and return our hearts to love. Most of us, all of us, in fact, except the enlightened masters, live to some extent in a state of love withhold. We're waiting to see if a person is good enough to receive our kindness, our generosity, or our love. People hardly have dates anymore. We have auditions. We think we need to understand a person to see whether or not they're worthy of our love. But as A Course in Miracles teaches, unless we love them, we cannot understand them. Someone's religion, looks, financial status, professional position, so many things are used by the ego to dictate who is worthy or appropriate for us. Yet God would have us keep our hearts open to people as a matter of faith. And any faith that has us close our hearts to anyone is not a genuine faith in God. God is not outside us, nor is He outside our relationship to each other. Relationships are the contesting ground between ego and spirit, which begins developing as soon as we're born. All of us were born with a completely open heart, making no distinction between who deserves our love or not. Yet the experience of a fearful world, in which it is sad but necessary to teach our children that there are dangers of which they indeed must be aware, has trained us to shut down the emotional valve from which otherwise pours forth universal compassion. Love, which is our very nature, begins to feel unnatural, and fear begins to feel natural. Once we have lived long enough, a closed heart, rather than an open one, becomes our instinctive response to life. The ego would propose a world in which no one ever receives a smile unless they earn it. And is that where we desire to live? The love and beneficence we show each other on a daily basis, in the grocery store, standing in line at the bank, walking down the street, can be as important as any grand gesture we show to a so-called loved one. To God, we're all loved ones. And when we learn to love each other as He loves us all, we will prepare the table for the love we most want.